Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church.
We are pleased again to have Teen Challenge with us on this day, and what a blessing it is that they can come and they can sing for us and they can present some testimonies to us of the great work that God is doing in their life. And so, Teen Challenge, you want to come on up?
Well, church, good morning. Who's happy to be in God's house?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me try that one more time. Who's happy to be in God's house this morning?
Amen.
My name is Spencer Kilgore. I'm the director for South Bay Teen Challenge right here in San Jose. Our motto is that hope lives here, freedom is found here, and changed lives leave here. We are so incredibly excited to be in God's house with you this morning. I know the brother gave you a quick introduction on the ministry of Teen Challenge. And just to elaborate on that, we're actually, Teen Challenge did sprout up in the late 50s by the Reverend David Wilkerson, who felt the Lord burdening his heart to leave the sticks of Pennsylvania and to go to New York City to work with teenagers who were on trial for murder. The first Teen Challenge ministry sprouted up around 1958 in Spanish Harlem. Back then it was called Teenage Evangelism, but at current time we are very excited and pleased to announce to you that we have over 250 Teen Challenge discipleship programs in the United States to see families, women and children, men and teenagers set free by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We also support over 1,000 Teen Challenge ministries globally to see addicts and alcoholics set free. We're so incredibly excited and grateful to be here with you this morning. Those of you that can see the group behind me would be representatives from the Bay Area Teen Challenge programs. We have representatives from the East Bay Oakland Men's Program. If you could, please give the gentlemen just a warm round of applause this morning. South Bay Teen Challenge is also home to the Alum Rock Women and Children's Center, as well as the Asbury Family Center, one of the only Teen Challenge family ministries of its kind in the United States that can see mom, dad, and the kids grow together, keeping the family unit intact. If you would, please give a warm round of applause for San Jose. So we're so excited to be able to minister to you in word and in song. You're going to hear some our Teen Challenge choir sing. I do mention that in Teen Challenge, we're not professional singers, guys, but we are worshipers. As I prepare to turn this over to the choir, all we ask is that if you're able, that you would stand to your feet and worship the King of Kings with us this morning. Amen. We're so grateful to be here, guys. I pray that the testimonies about what God can do and a surrendered life will be an encouragement and a hope for you. Without any more rambling for me, I'll turn it back over to the Teen Challenge Norwest Cal Nevada Choir. God bless you. Thank you.
Good morning, church. All the women and men that you see up here today, we once had lost souls, but God has given us a spark to start a fire in our new souls.
This world can be cold and bitter. Feels like we're in the dead of winter, waiting on something better. But am I really gonna hide forever? Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. Let your light shine, let your light shine for all to see.
Start a fire in my soul, fan the flame, and make it grow.
Yes,
so there's no doubt or denying. Let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you, that it's you that we need. Start a fire.
A whole blaze. It only takes a little faith to let it start right here in this city. So these old walls will never be the same. Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. They need to know I need to go. Spirit, won't you fall on my heart now?
Start a fire in my soul. Fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying. Let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you that we need. Start a fire in me.
You are the fire, you are the flame, you are the light on the darkest day.
Grow. So there's no doubt or denying. Let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you.
It's so nice to be here with you guys today. Well, my name is Liz, and I'm 30 years old. I grew up in a household where my parents loved me very much, but it was very dysfunctional at the same time, where they were constantly fighting to the point where I would lock myself into the bathroom. My dad had an affair on my mom, which affected me deeply. I kept this secret from my mom. And this is when I first felt depression. By the age of 13, I started drinking and smoking weed. At a young age, I also got involved and in love with a man that we were both very abusive to one another, which was mentally and physically. That went on for years. But before the age of 20, I had two beautiful, wonderful children that are my world. I don't only struggle with addiction, but I also struggle with obsessive compulsive disorder, which consume my mind, my thoughts, from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed at night. I touch things, I count things. I have numerous rituals that I do. During all this time, I got into a really heavy addiction of opium, and my life just started spinning out of control. But by the grace of God, I came to Teen Challenge. Jesus. And since I've been here, I'm finding hope, joy, peace in my heart. I now have hope for the future. I want to show my kids the unconditional love that God is showing me. God is working every day through my OCD. And I just came here just to get clean and sober, but I found so much more. I found Jesus.
Amen.
The verse I stand on is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will set your path straight. Thank you, guys. All right, so before we came to Teen Challenge, most of us had no hope for our future. But since we have God in our lives, we now have hope in front of us. The next song we're about to sing is Hope in Front of Me.
Trying to make it on faith with a struggle against the wind. I see seen the dark in the broken places. Whoa. But I know in my soul, no matter how bad it gets, I'll be alright.
There's hope in front of me. There's a light, I still see it. There's a hand still holding me. Even when I don't believe it, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days still up ahead. Even after all I see, there's hope in front of me. Oh, 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 oh.
There's a place at the end of the storm you finally find, where the hurt and the tears and the pain all fall behind. You open up your eyes and up ahead there's a big sun shining. Right then and there you realize you'll be alright.
There's hope in front of me. There's a light, I still see it. There's a hand still holding me. Even when I don't believe it, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days still up ahead. Even after all I see, there's hope in front of me. Whoa, whoa.
Church. My name is Ikeem Hudson. I'm 25 years old. I'm actually from Phoenix, Arizona. I was born an addict. My mom was addicted to crack cocaine, and due to her addiction, me and six of my siblings actually grew up in Child Protective Services. By the age of 11, I was adopted. And my only way of coping with my anger and my stress and the loss of my siblings was the consumption of mind-altering substances. Powder cocaine, crystal meth, ecstasy, weed, alcohol, any type of upper. By the age of 18, I was in prison. I've been in prison 3 times. Due to my addiction, I actually lost custody of my 2 children. I have a little boy and a little girl. But ever since I came to Teen Challenge, I've been working on my sobriety. I've been here for 5 months, going on 5 months. I'm working on my anger, I'm working on my emotions in general. I'm actually in the process of reunifying with my children. Amen. And for the first time in my life, I have a peace within my soul that only God can provide.
Amen.
And this is my family right here in the back. And you know, I definitely appreciate the hospitality. The verse that I stand on is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked as a child, I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child, but when I became a man, I put my childhood ways behind me. I appreciate the hospitality. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Christy. I'm 35 years old, and I grew up in a very loving and really healthy home. I was the middle of 2 kids, and I always felt like there was something wrong with me. I felt depression, and I struggled with a lot of selfishness and just always trying to fit in and trying to find my identity in something outside of me. And I believed in God, but I never really fully surrendered. And I went through a lot of things in my life. I developed a really serious eating disorder. I started to numb myself with things. I didn't know how to face what I was going through, so I just tried to numb. And God brought me to my knees. I lost everything, and I came into Teen Challenge very broken. And through it, I've found strength like I've never known before.
Thank you, Jesus.
A hope that I've never known before.
Thank you, Jesus.
And today I have a peace in my soul, and it's because Jesus, and He is my strength today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it doesn't matter what man looks at, because He looks at my heart. And
right.
Today I know that.
That's right.
And I have hope today. And the verse I stand on is Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Wow, God is so good. Every time I hear these stories, I mean, even for me, being part of this family, it's just amazing. Just that God would see fit just to give us another chance. You know, and just for our final song, everyone up here, we didn't know what we needed. We didn't know who we needed. We didn't know where to go. But there's one thing that we've learned since we've been here. I know I'm speaking for all my brothers and sisters, is that we need God. And that is our prayer. So at this very, as our very last song, we would like to sing to you guys, Lord, I Need You.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you.
Within runs deep. Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Lord, I need.
My righteousness, oh God.
Well, isn't it amazing what God can do with a surrendered life? Amen?
Amen.
Give these guys a warm round of applause for what God has done in their life. Well, church, once again, so incredibly grateful to be here and just to share about just how merciful the Lord has been to us. Amen. And I'm sure that everyone here in church this morning has their own story and their own testimony about how merciful God has been to you. Before I hand over the mic back over to the church leadership, I just want to point out to those of you that haven't noticed that we do have a table in the back with some brochures. We have contact information for you or your loved one. If you know someone that's struggling with a life-controlling issue, we're not hard to miss, church. So afterwards, just flag one of us down. We are here to be able to pray for you and to be there for you should you know someone that needs help. We are actively pursuing new and bigger buildings. The need has grown now where we're at a place where the Ministry of Teen Challenge is looking to expand. I do ask if you would please remember to keep us in prayer for that. We would certainly appreciate it. Once again, church, God bless you. Thank you so much, and I will turn over the service back over to your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teen Challenge, for the worshipful singing. And it's great to hear such enthusiasm for the Lord. And that's what it's all about. So we thank you again for coming and also for your testimonies. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1119. We will be reading Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word? And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures. We are assured that what is written is your truth, which we can put our trust in and confidence in that. And even as Abraham believed you and it was counted to him for righteousness, so also we believe your word. We thank you for such mercy to not leave us to our own devices to perish, but sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins, rise again, and to be our righteousness. Not by our efforts, but by your grace, you have done these things, and you have saved us. We will forever praise you and thank you for the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. And now we pray for your servant, our teacher, our brother, Ramil Yalde, as he comes to preach the word. Bless him with the knowledge and wisdom he has gained from the study of the Bible. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, and that by your grace we might be enabled to please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you so much.